Okay, today's daf Tzadik Aleph. We're on Tzadik Aleph, by the way. It's a famous daf in Shas. It's really tomorrow. It goes from today into tomorrow. We're probably not going to get to it today, but it's very famous. It's all about Shabbos. Nothing to do with Tzvachim. It's tangentially related, but it's really about Shabbos, fundamentals of Shabbos. If we have a chance to do it tomorrow, here we go. But first, we have to get there. Yibar Elohu, Tadir u'Mekudosh. The question we've all been waiting for: if you have Tadir at the same time as Mekudosh, so which one wins? Rashi says something staggering. Rashi says something so staggering they can't believe, people can't believe, the Achronim can't believe Rashi said it. Kigon, first Rashi on the page, on the Gemara. Kigon, for example, Dam Olas Tamid. You hear doing an Olas Tamid. And also, somebody shows up for Dam Chatos. Somebody shows up with a Chatos. One's Tadir, and one's Mekudosh. Which one do you do first? Right? Omdin, Zed Tadir, Zed Mekudosh, Bimenu. Kidamrinon, ze dam chatas kodem ladam ole b'nei shu maratze. So you want to tell me a chatas comes first because it's maratze? So what do? Then Rashi says, or ole b'nei shu, I'm sorry, inami, or, I'll give you another example. Olas musaf rosh chodesh, the ola of a musaf rosh chodesh, which happens every month, right? Every rosh chodesh, today's rosh chodesh. Upar ha'eda omdin, and a par ha'eda. Everybody made a mistake. Chai Yisrael made a mistake. Zeh Tadir v'zeh Mekudosh. So Raz, the second example is fine. First example, the Marakon points out, a carbon yachid never beats a carbon tzibur. So what do you mean? Ready to do the carbon tamid, and you show up with your chatos.
Right.
What's the shayla? What's the shayla? So Rashi picked a very funny example. Second example is a fine example. Rosh Chodesh Musaf. And Kleisel made a mistake. They have to bring a par helam davar shal. How often did that happen? Once in a blue moon. So once every month, but it's more holy because it's a chatos. And a musaf of Rosh Chodesh is an ola. So what do we do? That's the Gemara's question. The first case is a very difficult. Rashi gives a crazy case. Rashi gives a case of a tzibur versus a yachid.
Right.
That yachid never wins that. What was the kasha? What was the havamina? What was Rashi mean by that? Second case is a good one. You have a chatos of a parhelam davar and a rosh chodesh musaf. One's tadir, one's kodesh. What do you do? So, yes, the Gemara, ezimam kodim. What comes first? Tadir kodim mikshub the tadir. The tadir comes first because it's tadir. Oh, dilma mikudesh kodim the kodesh. Or does the mikudesh come first because it's holy? Which one wins? We're going to bring 10 rayas and we're not going to answer the question. Toshma, bring your raya. Our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Tamidin kodmin lumusafin. A tamid comes before a musaf. So why does a tamid come before a musaf? Af agav the musafin kaddish, even though a musaf is more holy. So what do you see?
That's the worst example.
Why?
Tamid comes before everything.
What?
It starts everything off.
And tamid is every day.
You can't start it before.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Okay, now what we're talking about on Shabbos now? Listen to the Gemara. It's a fair question. What you're saying? Maybe that's listen to the Gemara answers. So the Gemara answers. What's the question? The question is that a Tamid on Shabbos comes before a Musaf on Shabbos. So what do you see? Tamid wins. Tadir wins. Says the Gemara. Wait a minute. Atu Shabbos l'Musafin ahani l'Tamid and lo'ahani. Isn't it also a Shabbos Tamid? Since it's Shabbos, the Musaf is not more holy than the Tamid. They're both Shabbos.
Right.
The Psuki de Zimra on Shabbos is a Shabbos Psuki de Zimra. It's not the same as a weekday. It's Shabbos. Right? It's an unbelievable word with the Gemara answered. The Tamid of Shabbos, not an ordinary Tamid. Not an ordinary Tamid, like on a Tuesday. No, it's Shabbos. So the Shabbos Tamid is just as holy as the Musaf Shabbos. So it's not a raya that it's tadir. It's not a raya. Rashi answers, "Kivan de idna karivan." I'm sorry. Yeah, "Kivan de idna karivan im yesham Shabbos im kain shem Shabbos alim." It has the name of Shabbos on it, and that's going to be the answer for every single one of these kabanos.
It's a great answer, but it's not
done the same way.
What?
It's the same way as
exactly? It's the same exact thing. But it's Shabbos
now. Yeah, Pesukei de Zimra is different.
But it's longer. But what about, I don't know, Pitsa, Aleinu. Aleinu on Shabbos, it's a Shabbos Aleinu. It's not weekday Aleinu. It's unbelievable vart. It's Shabbos infuses it with more kedusha. So don't tell me that a tamid comes first because it's tadir. No, they're both kodesh.
Something else attached to it. What's the tamid? What animal is the tamid? What animal is
the muscle? So the word never says that. Look at the next question. Tashma, musaf Shabbos, kodmin musaf Rosh Chodesh. The musaf of Shabbos comes before the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, right? We say Ritzei before we say Yalla V'Yavo. Why? Tadir, right? You want to bring a riot from here that Tadir beats Kodesh? No. Atu Rosh Chodesh l'musafin didehani l'musafin Shabbos lo'ahani. Isn't a musaf on Shabbos a Shabbos musaf? And a musaf on Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos is also a Shabbos musaf. It's also Rosh Chodesh. It's both. So it's not because it's Kodesh. They're both Shabbos. Okay, so now it's not a reason. It's not that it's Tadir beats Kodesh, because they're both Kodesh. So why are you doing this one first? I don't know.
What's the reason then?
But it's not because of Tadir beating Kodesh. That's not the reason. Right, that's the question. Doesn't Tadir beat Kodesh? No, they're both Kodesh. They're both equally Kodesh. Why are they both equally Kodesh? Because it's Shabbos.
Shabbos.
It's unbelievable vart. It's a good Musar vart about what Shabbos is.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. They're both Kodesh. Why? Because it's Shabbos. Yeah, but I bring this every Shabbos. I bring this every day. Doesn't make a difference. Today's Shabbos. Next, Tashma, another Raya. Same exact question. Musafi Rosh Chodesh, Kodmin, Lumusafi Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh comes before Rosh Hashanah, right? Afagaf, the Rosh Hashanah Kodcha. Even though Lachora, Rosh Hashanah is more holy. So what do you see? Tadir beats Kodesh. No, same answer. Atri Rosh Hashanah, Lumusafi Dideahani, Lumusafi Rosh Chodesh Loahani. It's a Rosh Hashanah carbon. Happens to me, it's Rosh Chodesh also. It's Rosh Hashanah carbon. So therefore, it's not that Tadir beats Kodesh. They're both Kodesh. They're both Kodesh. Why are you doing this one first? I don't know. It is Tadir. But it's not that Tadir beats Kodesh, because they're both Kodesh. That's the key. Tashma. Make another Raya. Now, every night, tonight, every Shabbos, we're going to make Kiddush. Make Kiddush, right? How do we start off Kiddush? We make a Borei Pri HaGafen first. Then we make the Kiddush. Start off with a Hagafen, make Kiddush. Who said that? Beis Hillel said to do it like that. Beis Shammai said to do it the opposite way. In Beis Shammai's home, Shammai got up, he made Kiddush first, and then Hagafen at the end. What are they arguing about, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? What are they arguing about? Dover Acher. I'll tell you another pshat. They're arguing on a few things. One of the things they argue about is Dover Acher. Bracha Hayayin Tadira. Berchas Hayayin is Tadir. Birchas Hayom Eino Tadira. Birchas Hayom is not Tadir. Tadir Vishay Eino Tadir. Tadir Kodem. Tadir comes first. Afal Gaf, the Birchas Hayom Kadesha. Even though Birchas Hayom is holy. Why is it holy? Because it's about holiness. Right? It's about holiness. Right? So what do you see? That Tadir and Makudash, Tadir wins. Ah, so excellent. The Shagas Aryeh says, why is Hagafen Tadir? Because you can drink wine on a Tuesday, and you can't make Kiddush on Tuesday? That's not Tadir, he says. That's called Matzoi. We're going to get to Matzoi in a minute. Happens to be the practical, the way the chips fall, is I can make Yayin more than I can make a Kiddush. That's not Tadir. Tadir means in mitzvos. So the reason why Yayin is more Tadir is because you can make Havdalah on wine. And you can make Havdalah on wine. And you can make a wedding on wine. And you can make a bris milah on wine. No, even in the 9 days. You could do that. So therefore, Yayin is Tadir over Kiddush. Kiddush you can only make on Friday nights. Yayin you can make 3-4 times on a Shabbos. Right? You have Kiddush, you have a bris, you have a wedding, Havdalah.
And Yom Tov you make Kiddush also.
Okay, so on Yom Tov also, fine. Yeah, so another 7-8 days of the year. Right?
If you daven Maariv, then the Kiddush part is only the Rabbanan.
So we're not even going to get into that.
It just makes the wine walk.
Right? One second. See, so you hear what the Shagas Aryeh says? Shagas Aryeh says, Matzah we forget about. Yeah, you can make bracha, you can make a bracha sayayin every day of the week. Every day, except for a fast day, every day of the week. So that's not, that doesn't mean it's tadir. That just means it's matzah. It's more common in the world. That's not what it means. We're talking about, what do we do rather? Rather, it's because you can make yayin on Avdallah, and weddings and bris milas. That's what the Shagas Aryeh says. The Malbim wrote a pirish on Chelek Aleph of part of Shulchan Aruch. It's called the Ortzos Achaim. He says, no. If you don't have any wine, and you only have bread, and you make kiddush on bread, the hamotzi lechem in the Aretz comes first. It's not even tadir now. You can't make hamotzi on Havdalah. You can't do that. There's no hamotzi by a bris milah. There's no hamotzi by a wedding. I don't have any wine, so I'll make hamotzi under the chuppah? That's ridiculous. No such thing. So therefore, he says it does go by matzui. It is the fact that it's matzui, because you can make a bracha on yayin much more times than you can make a bracha on kiddush, and therefore it's tadir. Very interesting machlokas. A little bit what you were saying, Mati. A little bit what you were saying.
That's not the first meal.
What?
Wine.
So you don't do it. You do the first meal anyway.
Do it anyway.
So same thing with kiddush. No, you don't have wine. What are you going to do?
Wine just enhances it.
Correct.
It brings it to reality. Second part now.
My grandfather always made matzo over
it. Many people do. So the Gemara answers, same answer. Atu Shabbos lebrichas hayom ahani lebrichas hayayin lo ahani. The bar priya guffin you make on Shabbos is not an ordinary bar priya guffin because it's Shabbos. It's the same words, and you can make it every day of the week and drink wine, but it's Shabbos today, so it's different. So it's just as kodesh. It's just as kodesh as the kiddush, the bracha on yayin. Just as kodesh. How could that be? So he says because you have a mitzvah to have oneg Shabbos. So the yayin is giving you oneg Shabbos. It's just as kodesh as the kiddush. So why are you making it first? I don't know, but it's not because tadir beats kodesh. That's not the reason. Tashma, Tamar v'yochan. Halacha, the halacha is mispalel shall adam shall mincha. First daven mincha, v'achakach shall musaf. Then you daven musaf. So what do you see? That kodesh, that tadir beats kodesh. And what does this come up? Like on Yom Kippur, if you schlep shachris a long time, and by the time you're ready to start musaf, it's only mincha time.
It could happen on Simchas Torah.
By the time you finish, you're ready for Musaf, it's already 2 o'clock.
So how does that become a Tadr?
Because Mincha is now Tadr. I daven Mincha every day. I daven Musaf only on Shabbos and Yontif. So Mincha is Tadr. Says Rabbi Yochanan, HaMishpal Adam Shal Mincha V'achach Shal Musaf. Now, they're only if they're at the same time.
That's the question yesterday.
Right. They're only at the same time. So those are the only 2 days of the year it really could happen. Yom Kippur and Simchas Torah. Right. Simchas Torah almost always happens. Not almost always. I don't say that. In some shuls, it could happen. Much more possible than Yom Kippur. You really have to real schleppy chakras. To get to Mincha, it's already 1:30. You didn't start Musaf. Uh-huh. 1 o'clock, you didn't start Musaf. That's a little hard. It could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen. So if you start even more possible. What do? You daven Mincha first? Rabbi Yochanan and Paskin that way. Right? Mispal Adam Shal Mincha, Achach Shal Musaf. And what do you see? That Tadr beats Kodesh. And why is Musaf more Kodesh? Assume it is. So Gemara says, what do you mean?
There are other factors involved in that.
Atu Shabbos, Latfilas Mitzvah Ahani, Latfilas Mincha Lo Ahani? 1 second. It's Yom Kippur. It's Shabbos. It's Simchas Torah. What, the Musaf of Yom Kippur is different than the Mincha of Yom Kippur? They're both Yom Kippur. They're both Kodesh. So why are you davening one before the other? I don't know, maybe Tadir, but not that Tadir beats Kodesh, because they're both Kodesh.
I don't know, but there's a time frame involved.
That's it.
What? No, the point is...
On the back end.
Right. What do you mean, the back end?
Mincha goes longer than
Musaf. Okay, but that's not the point. The point is you'll finish Mincha, then daven Musaf. Why? Tadir beats Kodesh. No, they're both Kodesh. They're both Yom Kippur. It's both Simchas Torah.
I can finish Musaf first and then daven Mincha an hour later.
So that might be that. So that.
Yeah, but you don't do that. It's the opposite. You have to daven.
I'm saying, but if I push it off.
I don't know. Lemaisa, what does a shul do if they get in this situation?
Never seen.
It's Simchas Torah and it's 2 o'clock. They just finished leaning. Now, well, now what do they do? Daven Mincha first? No, I don't think so. Nobody does this, right?
No.
Tashma.
They have
kiddush.
Tashma. Next. Okay, now we're getting off the next. Tashma. Shlomim shall emesh. Shlomim. Somebody brought a shlomim and it was like 4 o'clock in the 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's say it's the winter time. They brought a shlomim 4 o'clock. Shki is in 15 minutes. You know what? We'll bring it tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. Fine. So the animal's sitting there all night, waiting. Then a guy shows up the next day. That's a Tuesday. A guy shows up Wednesday, and a chatas. Chatas beats a shlomim, right? But a shlomim has already been here already a day.
Right.
So what do we said? Chatos shlomim shall emesh, v'chatas v'ashim shall ayom. Right? Shlomim shall emesh kodmin. The shlomim comes first. Why? It's been sitting here already a day. Ha idi v'idi, diyom. What if you both show up at the same time? You split an Uber together with your animals in the back. You both show up. And maybe Shlomim, they're going to have carbon Ubers. Right? So they have, in the back, you put the animals. Right? So they shared an Uber. They show up at the exact same time with their animals. They walk in together. Kohen says, what are you here for? Shlomim. What are you here for? Chatas. You come first. Right? Chatas comes first. Why? It's more Kodesh. Afagaf, the Shlomim Tadiri. Even though Shlomims are more Tadir. Right? What do you see? Kodesh beats Tadir. Is that a good raya? Amar Rava, no. It's not that. It's Matsui Kamarta. This is an example of Matsui. It's more rugil to bring a chata, to bring a shlamim, right? Is it Matsui? Yeah. I don't have a chiv to bring a shlamim. I don't have a chiv to drink wine on Tuesdays. I enjoy wines. I drink wine on Tuesdays. That's not tadir. That's called matsui. I don't have a chiv to bring a shlamim. Why do I bring one? Because I'm in a good mood. That doesn't mean it's tadir. That means it's matsui. Yeah, in the world there'll be more shlamims than chatasas. True. Why is that? Because of chiv? No, because it's matsui. That doesn't mean that kodesh beats tadir. A shlamim's not tadir. It's not tadir. It's called matsui. Happens to be there are more of them in the world. So what's tadir mean? You can only have a tadir if it's required.
Right.
Why can't you have guys who do averus who bring more chatas?
What?
Why can't you have guys who do more averus bring more chatas?
No, but it happens to be that that's not the case. It's not the case. There are more shlamims than chatas. That's just a fact. So if there are more shlamims than chatas, don't you see that? And chatas still comes first. What do you see? That kodesh beats tadir. Shlam's not tadir. It's not that it's tadir. It's that it's matzui. Happens to be there are more of them around. That doesn't mean anything. Amar Rava, Matzui Karmata? You're talking about Matzui? Tadir Kami Boilon. I'm talking about Tadir. La Matzui Lo Kami Boilon. I'm not talking about Matzui. Not talking about Matzui? Amar Ravuna, Amale Ravuna Braid De Rava, Atu Matzui La Tadir? Oh, we're not talking about Matzui, we're not Matzui and not Tadir. Are not the same? Of course they're the same. The Tanya, we're looking like this. We know that you get kares if you ever do certain Averos require kares, right? Not require. If you do them, you're going to get kares.
Yeah.
There are two assays. If you don't do them, you also get kares. What are those? Bismillah and Karban Pesach. So there's a Gemara there that's busy with this, and it says, V'atanya, Otsias HaPesach, you shouldn't get kares for Pesach. Otsias HaPesach, She'eno Tadir. It's not so Tadir, it's once a year. Right? Then when it says, Otsias HaPesach, it means, let's say b'shogeg. So b'shogeg, I forgot to bring carbon pesach. So what do? Do I bring a chatas? Well, if it's for Shabbos, you also get curries, right? And you turn the light on Shabbos. What do? You bring a chatas. Why? That's halacha. If it's an aver that you would get curries for, if you do b'shogeg, you bring a chatas. So the Gemara says, otsias pesach. Pesach's not on the list. Pesach, not, if you forget to bring carbon pesach, you don't bring a chatas. It's off the list. Why? Otsias pesach. I'll exclude pesach from the list. Sheinu tadir, once a year. V'lo otsias hamila she tadir. But I'm not going to take bismillah off the list because it's tadir. What does it mean? It's tadir.
But it's once in your lifetime.
So 1 second. You asked such a good question, Yoni. Give me 1 second. Look at Rashi. Otsias hapesach sheinu tadir. It's a long Rashi, but he says an unbelievable thing. Rashi says an unbelievable, impossible thing. He says, but
bismillah, if you don't do every day.
Oh.
So,
isn't that more tadir? Every day of your life.
What's that?
Bismillah. You do bismillah once, your whole life. What's more tadir than that?
You don't do it every single day.
Think about that for a minute. It's unbelievable vart. Rashi's going to say something Rashi's going to argue on you. Rashi's vart, what Rashi's going to say now is so difficult to understand. So first of all, let's do it. Torah's kahanim, shenuya, gabichatas, diktani, hari pesach hamila, onshin kares, Pesach you get kares, right? If you don't do them, you get kares. Yachal, I would think, Yavi al shikagosam chatos. So even if it's a mistake, forgot, I didn't know, I never learned about Bismila. I never learned about that. Okay, bring a chatos, and then we'll give you Bismila. Talmud Lomar, asher lo sa'asena. No, it has to be that you didn't, it has to be a lo sa'asei. Right? It was a lo sa'asei, you did it. Bishogi. You drove a car on Shabbos. You did a maisa. Right? Yotu Pesach Hamilah she'en mitzvah sa'asei. They are mitzvah sa'asei. Oti is a Pesach she'en a todir. I'll exclude Pesach, it's not todir, only once a year. Flo is a Hamilah she'en todira. And maybe the Gemara suggested that. No, Milah should be on the list. After all, it's so todir. Talmud Lomar, Ashalosa Asena, Alma, Matsu Todirhu. What do you see? That Matsu equals todir. Right? That's what you see. Matsu equals todir. So Gemara says, no, it's really todir. It's really todir. Not that it's Matsui. That it happens to be there are more Bishmilas in the world than there are Korban Pesach, right? No. My Tadira? Tadira b'mitzvos. It's Tadir in mitzvos. What does that mean? Says Rashi, impossible. Sidura b'mitzvos. It's set aside, it's set up, sadur, like a seder. It's set up in mitzvos. Shenichmashu ala shalosh esrei brisos v'tzivuyim. Because it says 13 brises, 13 times the word bris by bris mila, so it's Tadir. He asks everybody, that's not Tadir. What does that mean? Not Tadir. Yeah, it's a mila. It's nice, lovely. Say we said that Bismila, they'll say a word about this 13 brism, everyone, right? It's not todir. It doesn't fit into the words. Therefore, some sefer called La Matech Nadavit says, no. You know what the todir is? That it's your whole life. You can't get more todir than that. You can't get more todir than having a Bismila. Every second of your life, you can't be chayim mitzvah, Bismila. No more todir than that. That's what it means todir. Rashi said it's so difficult. The mamash can't explain Rashi, right? Okay. So Ibai say another answer. Mila gabi Pesach ki tadir damya. When you compare Mila to Pesach, it's more tadir. Just as between the two of them, right? As between the two of them. You hear? Okay. So we didn't answer the question about what beats what tadir. We didn't answer the question. Ibai lahu. Tadir v'she'eno tadir. Listen to this question.
Why do you have to beat it?
Why do you have to beat it? No, the question
why
was...
Why did you say it's tadir? So therefore, tadir.
No, so what do you do? A guy shows... They show up at the same time. He's got a tadir carbon. He has a Kodesh carbon. What do you do?
First.
What do you do? First. Right? What do you do? So we answered it. We said, what about Mincha and Musaf? So no, that's not a tadir beating Kodesh. They're both Kodesh. It's both Yom Kippur. The question is, what do we do now?
You right? One that's
what?
You go with one that's tadir.
Why? Maybe you go with the one that's Kodesh. So we can't say that they're both Kodesh.
Right, so they're both Kodesh.
But we don't go with the one that's we don't do that. We don't go with no shul ever daven mincha before Musaf. No one does that.
But you should go with Tadir.
What? If you go with Tadir, you should have mincha first. No, it's more Tadir.
But the Allah Mishbur is what say in Rosh Kodesh and you have daven Musaf and it's time for mincha daven mincha first.
Who said that?
The Mishbur said that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And so what Rosh Kodesh is different than Yom Kippur?
They don't say Yom Kippur.
Or Simchas Torah?
Yeah, but Rosh Kodesh Yom Kippur, you start way before mincha.
What if you don't? What if you schlept Shachar, it's very long laning, schlept, and by the time you get to Mincha, by the time you get to Musaf, it's 1:15. You get that Mincha ready.
You have more time to die.
That's so far-fetched.
No, it's not.
It's not so far-fetched. What do you do? Simchas Torah is even more common.
Yeah.
By the time you get to Musaf ready, it's time for Mincha. What do you do? So, by the way, Rabbi Yochanan Paskind over here, Mispal Adam Shemincha, there's a bays. I mean, then we pass it like that. So I don't know what that bays is. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud, what it says over there. Whatever it says, nobody does it. I can't imagine the shul's going to daven mincha first. You know? They're going to hack with it. We'll ask them. We'll hack with it, but at the end of the day, I don't have the guts to do that. Right? Maybe what Mukta said is right, because in the back end, you have more time.
That's the problem. The problem is if you haven't done it till the end of the day.
You have
the same
time as the mincha.
You could
daven
as long as you could offer. You could
daven mincha.
No, the last
cup
given.
Okay.
End of the day.
You ready for this one? Listen to this question. Iboy lahu, tadir v'she'eno tadir. You had a tadir and a she'eno tadir. So there's no question. The tadir should have come first. Okay, no question about it. V'kadav v'shachid l'she'eno tadir. But you shechted the eno tadir first. So now, what do you do? What's the option? I shechted, I have animal A and B. I shechted A, I shechted B. Ugh, I should have shechted A first. All right, you know what we'll do? We'll put B aside. We'll do A now, and then we'll go back to B. Is that what we do?
No.
Is that what we do? Me, I'm reading, do we say, given the shechted A, makavle. I shechted it already, so go finish it. Oh, Dilmore, no. Yavla achad de memoris bedamo. Go get some guy to stir the dam on B. Let him stir it on that for 2 hours, so it doesn't congeal. While I go now do A. Because I should have done A first. I'll shecht it, I'll do the zvika, and then I'll come back to B. This guy's stirring it up for 2 hours. Right? Dilma, yov l'achad de memoris damo. Get some guy who's stirring the dam. Ad shemakrev le, until he is makrevit, the tadir. V'hadr makrev she eno tadir. Then I'll come back to the eno tadir. Okay? You hear that? The Ola Shlomo says, it's not a shaila of ein mavirin ala mitzvos. What are you doing? Ein mavirin ala mitzvos. I'm passing up one mitzvah to do another mitzvah. We don't say that. That's only if two mitzvahs are equal. I don't know what that means. Then why do you, if two mitzvahs are equal, then we say ein mavirin ala mitzvos. But if one's not equal, then it's not ein mavirin. Okay. Anyway, amar avuna misura tashma. Well, shlomim shall, didn't I mention that this? Shlomim shall emesh, and a shlomim sitting here since yesterday, and the chatas for Asham shal yom, shall emesh kodim shal yom. The emesh comes first. Why? It's been sitting here a whole night. Had yom, but if it's today, dumya de emesh, like an emesh. What does that mean, like an emesh? Hey chidami, what does that mean? The kodim v'shechita l'shlamim, I shechted the shlamim first, so v'chatas v'asham kodmin. And the chatas and the asham come first. Meaning, if I shechted the shlamim first, stop what you're doing with the shlamim, go get some guy to go stir the dam for 2 hours, and go do the chatas. So what do you see? That when I have a tadir, fish eno tadir, and I bring the eno tadir first, I stop what I'm doing, go back to the tadir, then go back to the eno tadir. We just medayik that in the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the last night's shlamim comes first. Why? It's been sitting here all night. What if it came today, and I shechted the shlamim first? Put it aside. It's a diuk. Right? Says the Gemara, no. Dilma shlamim de emesh. No, maybe not. Yeah, maybe, no, maybe that's not a right diuk. Maybe not like this. Shlamim de emesh, the shlamim from yesterday, v'chatas v'asham de yom, and the chatas and the asham of today. Hechi mishkachas, what's the case? T'shachin l'tarvayu. I shechted both of them. I shechted both of them at the same time. Right? And what do I do now? And now I shech the shlamim first. Why do I shech the shlamim first? I should do the chatas first. I shech them both at the same time. Now what do I do? Do the shlamim first. Why? Because it's been sitting here since yesterday. Ha aval lo shechten l'tavayu. But if I don't shech them at the same time, tibayilan. Right? Tibayilach. I don't know the answer. I don't have an answer to that question. What would I do? I'm not sure what I would do. I'm not sure we do that. We say, stop what you're doing and go back to the other one. I don't know. Tashma. Let's try to bring another raya to this question. Same question as before. Same raya as before. Davar acher. We said before, Kiddush and Hagafen. Yayin Tadira, Berchas HaYayin Tadira, or Berchas HaYom, Eina Tadira. V'tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem. Right? Right? Tadir, what's tadir? Hagafen beats eno tadir. What's eno tadir?
The rest of Kiddush.
Rest of Kiddush. Rashi says, af agaf d'she'eno tadir kodem uba. Listen to this. Listen to what Rashi says. What comes first in time? The answer is Kiddush. Because the second Shabbos starts, the chiyuv in Kiddush. We're going to push Kiddush aside and make a hagafen first. What do you see? What do you see? That tadir, if we have a mitzvah, and tadir comes along, we push aside the eno tadir, and do the tadir. Do you hear that?
But you make the same argument, it's Shabbos.
What?
Therefore the Kiddush.
No, but the chiyuv of Kiddush came first. Because this the millisecond that Shabbos comes, you have a chiyuv in Kiddush, even though there's one on the table. The chiyuv of Kiddush comes first. Rashi says, "The afagaf the eno tadir kodem uba Shekvar Kaddish Yom. The Kiddush is Chai, it's Chal. It's the Kiddush. Second Shabbos comes. Vadayin Yayin Loba. Nobody, the wine not here yet. The wine's still in the wine cellar. As we Kiddush now, what do you see? The Chiyuv of Kiddush starts, the second Shabbos starts. The Chiyuv of wine comes only when I bring the wine to the table. And yet I make Kiddush first. Why is that? Why are we making Kiddush first?
I thought you had to make Vayikulu first before you make Kiddush.
What?
I think it's Vayikulu.
That's just the...
It's Bar Pri HaGefen before we make Kiddush Shabbos.
You make Bar Pri HaGefen before you make Kiddush. Vayikulu is not Kiddush. You make Bar Pri HaGefen before you make Kiddush. I, the Chiyuv of Kiddush, come first. The second Shabbos starts, I have a Chiyuv in Kiddush. What am I doing? I'm pushing off the Kiddush, and I'm making a Gefen first. What do you see? Says Rashi. V'dumya kadim shchita l'she'eno tadir b'resha. What?
He said it's the same thing, but it's not
Tadir's Matzuri. Oh, no, but the point is that as between the two of them.
Right. Correct.
The Eino Tadir came first.
But he said before.
I pushed it aside, and I'm doing the Tadir.
The Gemara asked that question.
That was on Kodesh. We're not talking about Kodesh. Now we're saying, the Ayin Tadir and Kiddush is Eino Tadir, yeah?
Kiddush is what it is.
As between the two of them, Yayin is more Tadir than Kiddush.
Correct.
So what are we doing? Kiddush comes first. We're pushing it aside, and we're doing Yayin first. So what do you see? The Tadir beats Eino Tadir. If they're both coming, if they're both at the same time. Right? Not both at the same time. Yeah. That's the Mor's answer. No, Kiddush came first. How did Kiddush come first? Because the second Shabbat starts, I have Kiddush already, a Chiyuv. Yayin only comes, and I bring the wine.
Ignore this question, it's completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
But the Inyan of Ein Kiddush B'Machmusuda means.
What?
Ein Kiddush B'Machmusuda.
Right.
So therefore...
That's all details in Kiddush. The point is, that you're right. The point is, the Chiyuv of Kiddush is created the second Shabbos starts. That's before the Chiyuv of wine. Yet, we make wine first. So what do you see? As between Tadr and Eino Tadr. We push off the Eino Tadr and do the Tadr first. So by the carpet, the same thing. Push off the Eino Tadr and do the Tadr first. You did the Eino Tadr first, stop what you're doing.
This is a simpler thing for that. Because he's right. Because technically... You don't get home till 3 hours later. You do it 3 hours later.
Oh,
it's such an important thing.
That's the Gemara's answer. Right? Since they both came at the same time, right? Where am I? Kivon the Asyan, right? You're right. But I didn't make Kiddush. Why did I make Kiddush when the second Shabbat started? Because I went to shul. Now I come home. The table's set. The wine's sitting there. Now, the Chiyuv of Kiddush and wine at the same time. That's a technical, right? Lamaisa at the same time. So what do I do first? I do the Tadir first. So it's not an answer, it's not a right our question at all. Right? Tashma. Amar V'Yochanan. Next. Halacha. Mispal Adam Shal Mincha V'Achatach Shal Musaf. You do Mincha before Musaf. Right? What do you see from here? That's what he said.
V'Yochanan.
What do you see? What do you do? You push off the Eino Tadir and do the Tadir first. Right? Do I get the same answer? Hachanami. Kifon de Matis, Mantfilas, Mincha, Kiman de Shachet de Bayadami. No. When Mincha comes, they're both ready. They're both here. I have Mincha and I have Musaf. So it's not because of Tadir, pushing off Eino Tadir. They're both the same man. So not the same reason. What the reason is, I don't know. Okay? Abalei Ravacha, Bri de Ravashi, Leravina. Shacht, listen to this. Shachtu kodim chatzos, pasul. If you shecht the carbon Pesach before chatzos, it's pasul. Right? Want to beat the rush? I come 10 o'clock in the morning? That's not such a thing. It's pasul. Shenemar, bo, ben harbayim. It has to be ben harbayim. Kodim l'tamid, kosher. What if you shecht it before the tamid, which you're not supposed to do? But you did it. You shecht it before the kamid tamid. But it's the afternoon. That's okay. Kosher, it's kosher. Why? Avi mamaris bedamo. Then they stir the dam. Achi yizrok hadam of the tamid. Exactly our case. You did the eino tadir first. It's kosher. Stop what you're doing. Bring the carbon tamid. Then come back and do the carbon pesach. So what do you see? Exactly our case. Black and white, right? You hear that? It's exactly our case. Hachamay eskina, no. You did the shechita of the tamid first. So what does that mean? He did the shechita of the tamid, didn't sprinkle the dam. Then he did the shechita of the carbon pesach. Then now what do you do? Stop what you're doing with the carbon pesach. You shouldn't have done that.
We're back to the tamid.
Go back to the tamid. Right? The Mishnah actually says that. The Tani it says, "Ad sheyizrok adam." Phil Tani, "Ad sheyishchov yizrok adam." Doesn't the sheyizrok adam? Shmamina. The answer is, you're right. You shechted it beforehand. Okay. Then we said, "Vekulon kahanim rishayin," that kahanim can eat it any way you want. My timer, amar kra lamashcha legdula kedarik shamalachim ochlin. The kahanim can eat the meat however they want. It's a random halacha out of left field. They can eat the meat however they want. Roasted, cooked, this and that, barbecue, makes no difference, it's all good. They can eat whatever they want. Okay.
It doesn't discuss the thing using truma.
We're going to get to, what do you mean?
Using spices as truma.
We're going to get to that soon. Amar Reb Shimon. What? No. Amar Reb Shimon. Imra Isa Shemen, Shumis Chalik Ba'azara. If you see Shemen being divided up, you come to go take a tour of the Beit HaMikdash, and you see the Kahanim are dividing up Shemen. What do they do? What kind of Shemen? What is Shemen? What is that? Says the Mishnah, says Reb Shimon, Ein Tzarech Lishol Ma'u. You don't have to wonder, what are they doing over here? What are they giving? There's a carbon called Shemen carbon? No. Ella Moser Rekike Minchas Yisrael V'log Shemen Shel Metzora. It's the leftover oil of a Metzora and the leftover oil of a carbon Mincha. You know why? Because there's no such thing as a carbon of oil. No such thing. So what is it? What are they doing giving out oil? This. Oh my goodness. We're davening now?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally didn't realize. Oh my God, we're so behind.
Catch up.
Yeah, let's just finish the mission at least. Two more seconds. If you see Shemen burning up on the Mizbeach, What's Shemen doing over there? You don't have to wonder what that is. It's the minchas of a kohen or a kohen gadol, which don't get divided up; they get burnt. There's no such thing as a carbon of a shemen. No such thing. From Tarfon Omer misnadvin shemen, there is such a thing. Okay. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Oh, I feel so.